Good Wednesday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 11. It's a Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's the e-villager time. It's the e-villager day. Actually, to have 3 days a week that we bring the e-villager news that's in a soft PDF, a readable copy. If you have a smartphone. Not a katoshi. Well, we apologize for that inconvenience, but to be fair, you should be upgrading at this point. what do you have to do to get the e-villager in your inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Easy. All you have to do is send the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144. 0812004144, and please do save the number so you are not a stranger. And as soon as you do that, As soon as you do that, you'll be added to the subscriber list here by those that do the techie things. And well, the rest you just after that, all you need is a decent internet connection, and voila, you have the latest news, economics. Mostly economic oriented, the whole thing of, this political party is insulting that one, and, they're organizing a match, and so they can box the heck out of it. As exciting as that sounds, we are not very good at covering that. And that's on purpose. The only person that's very good at covering that is yours truly here. Mwah. You're welcome. Now, let's start from, do we start from home and then go abroad? Do we start from abroad and then come home? Or do we mix it up? Right. Let's start from home now, shall we? Before I come back into cooking. Well, for those of you that saw my poster, then you saw that I was looking at the land of the brave, this our country here, and just how terrible it is at, how do I put this, at finding names for our institutions. Early days of last month, aka April, some of us that had no idea about the existence of a company, we learned that there is a very hard-working Namibian out there who was told to go out and create his own job. He went out there, created his own job, created employment, created his own employment, and then, well, he, he sat, as you can imagine, at a very, a struggling, uncomfortable piece of, piece of land, and tried his level best to find the best name for his company. After a long year of deliberation, he decided, you know what? I found the right name for my company. Now, his company specializes in refrigeration and I think also air conditioning, very white people-ish and bourgeoisie black people-ish type of stuff. So he decided, you know what? I think I have found the name for my company. The name of his company was, let me get that, and make sure I'm not making stuff up, especially for my Zambezian and Tswana audience. Things are about to get very, a little, not too much, just a little very, not very grand friendly. The name of, our very wonderful Namibian, strong, hard-working businessman decided to find out, the best name to give my refrigeration company is, Wanyela Investment CC. Now, that, by the way, is still on the, the article is still on the Eagle FM Facebook page. You're welcome. You can check it out. Now, I think it was uploaded on the 2nd of April. So I mean, just the 2nd, 3rd April, somewhere there. And I really enjoyed that one as someone that have a bunch of Zambezian friends and spend a good deal of time in Botswana. I read that name and I had to go back and reread it again. Ain't no way I'm reading this right. Wanyela Investment. First of all, it's an excellent name for a company in Africa. Also, I think I applaud the guy because he's brilliant. He was giving people, you know, he was giving his company a name and also making sure that the company sends a message out there of what happens to you if you use his service and then don't pay. You know, when Helmut and Dwight were here yesterday and we were talking about, how to put this, when we were talking about Afrikaans, the Afrikaans word for "I will beat you." Well, that's how it translates. Now, if you are in, if you are the Afrikaans-speaking guy, take the English guy, the Afrikaans equivalent of "I will beat you." That's what Wanyela means. Now, for a lot of people that don't have Zambezians and Tswana friends, they were wondering why those of us that understand Tswana and Lozi and pretty much most of the dialects spoken in Zambezi, a lot of people were wondering why we were cracking up. Well, in case you're one of those that were wondering, first of all, you're welcome. Without my translation, what would you people do? The second part is, please get yourself a Zambezian friend. And I applaud that gentleman for finding that wonderful name to give his refrigeration company. You know, talk about two beds with one stone. Bro got a name and then took that name and, how it went through BIPA is beyond me. BIPA must get a couple of Tswanas and Zambezians in there because if they knew what that word means, one of them would have looked at it and went like, are you sure this is the name you want to go with, sir? I'm just saying in the northeastern part of our country, this name is more of a threat than a name. One thing I know about names is that, one very common name. We know that names like, we know that names like Lamborghini, Pagani, and you have Mercedes and all those. Most of those names, all the names I just mentioned are household family names. So it's not unheard of for people to, to take their family names and then start a multi-million-dollar old money type, type company out of it. Now, some companies' names like Audi, for example, have a very interesting story behind it. Story time, which is my favorite part. The founder of Audi had a very brilliant idea to contribute to a company that he was working for. I think it was an auto-making company. And, well, they didn't listen to him, and then he ended up being, they ended up firing the guy. Now, instead of, he felt like his employers did not listen to his side of the story. Now, his son, I think it was his son who was a law student at the time. And then he was, while trying to find a name for his father's newfound automaking company. He was like, okay, I think dad, it's very easy to find a name for your company that you just started. I mean, You left your previous job because you feel like you were not listened to. Your side, in the dispute that, that ensued at your previous employers or previous place of employment. It feels like, okay, you did say that you were not listened to. It's like they did not hear your side of the story. Now, in the legal maxim, which is a fancy way of saying a legal idiom, legal jargon, there is a phrase that says Audi alterem patem. That literally means hear both sides of the story. Audi, where we get the word audio, and alterem, where you get alter, where not alter spiritu santu alter, alter as in other, if you as in alter ego, other self. So patem, party, the same WhatsApp group. Listen, hear another party. It means you must listen to both sides of the debate before you make a judgment. Something a lot of political proponents have no idea how it works, especially in Namibia. For a lot of Namibians, their party is never wrong. It's other political parties that are never right. Something that I look at all the time and go like, seriously, a global warming in Namibia is clearly not caused by carbon dioxide. I'm gonna go with the weed on this one. Let's take a quick break now, shall we? Oh boy, do I have something, okay. Let's take a quick break. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. You'll stay tuned.
Owuli omunangeshefa nowahala kushivifa omayakulo yoye okupitila mohulike radio station yoye yo Eagle FM enyamukulo olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica koshikondo shoipindi konola 8 1 7 1 4 7 1 6 that is 0817147116 mombelewa konola 8 3 2 8 3 4 0 3 nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Now, so, moving on. So, when it comes to names, it's not unheard of for, that's basically how the name of, how the name of your favorite car brand, aka Audi, came into being. So they decided to take the phrase Audi alterem partem, which literally translates to in the event of in any dispute, you may want to listen to both sides of the story. So they decided to take that and then they made a car brand out of it. And now we know it as Audi. It's one of those cars, one of those brands that I feel like, the transporter, every transporter movie and every transporter TV show have misrepresented. That's too much propaganda, like a lot of, terrible information being given to people. But anyway, by the way, Audi, Lamborghini, save WhatsApp group. I know. I was just as shocked as you are. So, where was I? Naming. Namibians must take classes, must be given classes in naming their companies. So apart from, the Wanyela Investment CC, or Wanyela Investment CC, that we, that we came across, that was brought to our attention earlier earlier last month. Well, there's another name that is surfaced in the political sphere, and that is, the other time when I was, for those of you that are regular listeners of Mind the Gap comedy show, may I reference the comedy part? Thank you. For those of you that are avid listeners of the Mind the Gap comedy show, then you know that, at some point a few weeks ago, I was here, talking about, Muharuka's law of political, political shifting cultivation. Now, he was, a member of a different political party. He decided to join, to move from that political party to a different one. And now he's the governor of the Kunene region. And I was here. I did dive into it, in more detail, but we are not going to do that today. But what I'm here to bring to your attention is that, a few weeks ago, we're talking about, Joseph Kawantenge leaving Nudo. And, I'm still waiting for his formal letter of, I decided to take a break from a lot of, what's trending just to give myself a break. I may have missed it. A formal letter of why he left. Well, maybe one of the reasons why he left was because he was dedicated to starting his own party. Okay, yeah. So Namibians, there are only 3 million of us. Sooner or later, my fear is that from now on, when that article about him starting his own political party was uploaded on different social media platforms of different media houses yesterday, I like to read through comments. I read through comments a lot. One lady, I think that was, pointed out that at this point, any family may as well just have its own political party. And although to be fair, it's not that difficult. If you have been on the ECN website, then you know that there are step-by-step instructions on how you can start register your own political party. And if you can just work as hard as Lukato did, take for example 10, 20 years from now, you could be winning your own one and only seat in parliament. The goal is to start one and never give up. Can never be me. Now, anyway. So, launches a solely cling on to Nudo membership, vows to transport Windhoek, you are the priority on this one. I would have said prioritize Namibians, but anyway, what do I know about politics? Vows to transform Windhoek, transport it where now? Nonsense. Says opposition has failed COW, that's short for City of Windhoek. You're welcome. Pushes Local Authorities Act amendment. Yes, of course. Of course. Right. How about this? If political parties were an all you can eat buffet, Namibia's all you can eat buffet table keeps extending every election cycle. Now, we just had an election last year, and right now we have one political party, and next year we're gonna have, most likely going to have another one. Who knows? By the time that we head to the polls in 2029, with a good political environment, we are looking at mostly 4 or 5 political parties joining the WhatsApp group. Although, I don't know what's going on in IPC, but hey, people are leaving. But look, it's called freedom of participation. Participation. Freedom of participation. You can participate in any political activity, any political party you want. You can get into that one, get out, get another one. What you are looking for is greener pasture. That whole thing of, I was born in this party and I will die in this party. Let's leave that one to liberation struggle fighters. Because for one, they were trained, and now you have to understand how most of the liberation struggle fighters came into politics. They had to join in, for the most part, through military training. So, military training enforces adherence and obedience, and most importantly, loyalty to one organization, aka one political party. But for the bone freeze, we just wake up one morning, it's like, I feel like joining PDM today. Then, go to Venani, yourself, my man. You throw in your sheherero in there as long as you don't insult, because, well, then he's gonna punch you in the face. Have you seen Venani's glasses? Looks like a guy who can throw a punch, plus a herero, so muscular, check. Now, you see, and then you wake up the next day, it's like, I feel like, my inner self is telling me that I must be joining IPC. Look, before you start saying, bond freeze are not loyal. Hey, first of all, you must give us a break. You guys fought for freedom so we can have the freedom to do whatever we want. And now we are doing the freedom to do whatever we want. I can go to bed as Helmut, wake up tomorrow as Hermina, and then the next day I'm Josephine. But for my love of twins, I'm never doing any one of that. Because, well, twins is life. Literally and figuratively. Because, well, we're born and our first all-you-can-eat buffet was the twins. Now, my gender grow up, and then, halfway through they are growing up, they realize well, I think my life is missing something. Oh, twins, yeah. We get ourselves a girlfriend. Problem solved. Now, the rest will get me fired. So, plus, because of my love for my salary, I will not bring that one up. But, now, I don't have a problem with a homeboy starting his own political party. But the name, though. Asoli? Really? That's the best you can come up with. Well, to be fair, first of all, there is a very offensive English, you know, English, slang that if you asked, someone, you know, take for example, a French to say that offensive English slang, it would sound exactly like that name. Now, as a comedian, like every comedian, okay, first of all, guys naturally have a dirty mind. It's one of those things that, makes, you know, one of those things that women will never understand about us. Why do we have a dirty mind? A short answer, we also have no clue. We just know that, well, first of all, up here, it's dirtier than Korea Habdem. Now, Korea Habdem is clean, sorry, point of correction. But anyway, when you are a guy and a comedian, take that debt and multiply it by the biggest number I can think of. Then you have just how dirty a comedian mind is. The beauty of it is, most of us are very quiet around people we don't know. Everywhere I go, a lot of people look at me for the first time. They go like, I remember 2018, 2019, I went to visit my uncle for the first time. Don't ask why. I also have no clue. Something that, you know, the siblings up there, aka my parents, were kicking the heck out of each other. Now, after their reconciliation, they were like, you know, they started telling us, you can go to your uncle. So I went to visit my uncle for the first time in 2019 December. That the first week, everyone's like, oh my God, he's very quiet. What they did not know was I was taking notes of, and keeping tabs on everyone. The second and third week, that's when the voice box now opened. Yeah. Then it was like, well, they all started saying the exact same thing. Well, I thought you were quiet. I'm like, you didn't ask, that's not on me. Now, when I started cooking each and every single one of them, well, to be fair, they all started laughing and actually laid the foundation for my comedy career. I was like, okay, if I can make this, if you can make your family members laugh, oh, you are a comedian. Because family members are the most difficult people to work with. Which is why every family reunion, if your family is big enough, for big enough families, family reunions are not recommended because that's how wars start. How do you think World War I started? It's because of a bunch of royal guys in Russia that were cousins. Tsar Nicholas, there's something of Russia, and, some royal guys in England, some royal guys in Germany were all related. They were cousins, like literally cousins. The tension they had, all these cousins, is what literally led to World War I. So, big family members, family reunions, not recommended. Because that's how World Wars literally start. We have a record of that. It's called World War I. A bunch of family members, the War of Spanish Succession, 1700s, family members. That saw the death of millions of people. And the overthrow of the Spanish government. Although that overthrow started with King Charles II, right? His crown jewels could not produce a son. So, actually, they could not produce anything. Anything. Not a son, not a daughter, not any liquid. Nothing. Because of 200 years of inbreeding. That one is on them. Bottom line is, big families, I would not recommend big families to start holding family reunions. Because that's how World Wars literally start. Case in point, World War I. A bunch of cousins spread all across Europe to occupy one of the most highest, actually, the most highest, power structures on the European continent. They hated the heck out of each other. And then they started fighting. And then because each and every single one of them had an army, instead of punching it out, they decided to send an army. That's a fancy way of saying they decided to send a bunch of poor people's kids to go and die on their behalf. Yikes. So, moving on. Last year's election was complicated. I'm just realizing that. I think I need the strongest super glue so I can super glue my bracelet on my on my arm. 4 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. If you take any of this serious and you end up with a heart attack, a disclaimer is you are not to blame Helmut nor Eagle FM. All you have to blame is your sense of humor. Actually, lack thereof. We have two companies with the most interesting names. We have two institutions with the most interesting names, at least that I know of, in this land of the brave, aka the Republic of Namibia. One is a refrigeration company called Wanyela Investment CC. And now, for the English, for English speakers, that's Tswana for "I will beat you." I don't want to translate it in a way that will get me fired. And the Afrikaans, exalio, you can finish that part. And again, how that name went through BIPA. I'm assuming the company is registered. How that company name went through BIPA must be a fascinating story. Now, for those of you that, that read the article of, Wanyela Investment, and you were wondering why some guys were saying in the comment section that please come and open a branch in Zambezi. In case you're wondering why, the reason is, well, because first of all, if you ever find yourself in Zambezi, you may want to stay away from that word, because if you go around singing that word in the Zambezi region, you will go to Zambezi with 32 teeth and come back with an empty mouth, because all your teeth are going to be knocked out. Don't say I didn't warn you. Now, hang on a second. I know. Not the 2nd of April. It was on the 9th of April. That's a different media house. Owner of, Nehemiah Hailume. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. Much respect. That's an excellent name. Because the name is sending both a message of, if I provide you my service, you better pay. Or the name of my company will be put in practical terms. By me, on you. You're welcome. Owner of Wanyela Investment CC, a company specializing in refrigerator and stove repairs, urges Namibians to register their businesses with BIPA. Ha! See? It's registered. Very nice name. That's not a name, that's a threat. Actually, it's not a threat. That's a warning that, well, operating a business in Namibia is not easy. Therefore, if you find one that have registered one and they're operating one, you have to respect the service or the product they're offering you with. If you don't, Exalio panel beat. Register your businesses with BIPA. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, Bro Hailume and BIPA are slowly creeping into taking over my job, which is a comedian. Now, first of all, much respect to you guys. And also BIPA for allowing the registration of that name so you guys can give me something to talk about. Shout out to BIPA and Hailume. Now, with that, we have Asoli. Kawatenge's new political party, does sound like an apology. Asoli. Sorry, Nudo. sorry, I left, but, you know, I left to find myself politically. Yeah, I'm going to take a break so I can give Kawandenge a break because I have something, you know, now let's take the cooking on an African continent level now, shall we? On the other side of the break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Audio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira muhurike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The time is 11 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 11. And I'm not into any serious discussion, so if you don't have a sense of humor, I recommend you go out and then work long and hard. My dirty brain just went south really fast. Long and hard. Long and hard to find your sense of humor, then you can come back. And then we can take it from there. You can enjoy it. If you don't have a sense of humor, oh my God, are you going to hate any of my shows? So, here's the thing. Before we go to Africa, I would like to point something out that is that at some point it was last month I was here talking about, you know, when the whole HPV was that a month or two ago, when the whole HPV thing was all over local media. And the fact that it caused cervical cancers, yeah, and then we talked about that, and citing the World Health Organization report from last year, the one that showed that, Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest HPV statistics of over 25%. It's 24%. The highest prevalence of cervical HPV among women in Sub-Saharan Africa, is Sub-Saharan Africa with 24%. So HPV, HPV cost, or more like cervical cancer attributed to HPV, is highest globally in Sub-Saharan Africa with 24%. That's because, HPV is an STD. Now the S in STD means sexual, and sexual discussions is not really something that we talk about in African family. Nope, no. You don't openly talk about that. Which is why African families barely watch movies. We don't have movie night. Because, every movie now, when there's another scene of a couple kissing, there's a very awkward. And also Hollywood just decided to hate Africa on that one. Like, just why? So just have a family movie where people are just doing regular family things. Like 365, for example, although that's not a family movie. Unless that's one creepy family. Now, well, today we're not going to be talking about the cervical cancer and HPV because, well, I've been through that before. Today we are, you know, we are switching over to my gender. It's our 10, guys. Our 10. We also have, types of cancer that are prevalent in us. That's because, well, we're the only one that have the hardwares that, that the cancer we're going to talk about, effect or affect, whichever. Yeah. So cervical cancer, we covered that before. And today let's talk about, prostate just for 2 minutes. Prostate cancer. It's prostate cancer is a prostate is part of your body if you are a guy. Now, this is where I have to apologize to those of you that I identify as a guy. If you don't have, you know, if you were born with the male hardware, you have to worry about prostate cancer, and you not really like worry as in stressed. There are certain things that you can do. And by the way, don't take medical advice from me. Take medical advice from your doctor. Sit with your doctor and talk, and talk to them. What can I do to avoid? Because, prevention is better than cure. There are things that you whether it's diet, whether it's some exercise you have to do, or whether it's one of those things that you have to go for regular examination and checkups on. Really? Now, this is not to be confused with testicular cancer. That one is a cancer of the testicles. It's different. Now, the testicular one is one where we're advised to go for regular checkups. Guys, I know I am black, I'm African. Believe me, and I'm also straight. Straight guys are very touchy. First of all, we rarely hug. There's a distance over how we hug. And also there's a specific length of time. Like, that's where the word homophobic now apply. Not in the way that a bunch of, LGBTQ are using the word homophobic nowadays. You guys need to get a dictionary. Homophobic has nothing to do with hating people that are gay. Homophobic literally means fear of gay people. It's fear, not hate, it's fear. So, please, check your dictionary. No, the history is different. Get your dictionary. Nonsense. Now, moving on. I think if you look at the literal meaning of the word homophobic, you will understand that every straight guy is homophobic. Homophobic only to gay men. But gay women, aka lesbians, we are not fearing those, because bottom line, as long as you have the twins, unless you explain it to us, we're hitting on you. And by the way, I know what you all are saying. You see, men are dogs. You guys are broken. No, we're not. We are not broken. It's just by design for the continuation of our species. Don't get me wrong. We like to pretend like, it's a bad thing when we are in front of you guys. But deep inside, we are so proud of us. As long as you are not doing that nonsense of, how do I put this? An auntie's boyfriend raped the 3-year-old niece. Jesus! That's not homophobic. That's twisted, broken. How do I put this? Okay, well, I'm not going to waste my English. That's very stupid. Like, really stupid. Like, for the lack of a better word, really stupid. Not for the lack of a better word. I got a better word. Pivot. Yeah, that one. Not pivot. The Kavango in me came out on that one, and I'm so proud of that guy. Pivot. That one. So, why am I talking about, Erastus Julia. Yeah, I feel your pain. Namibia turns a spotlight on prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. This whole prostate cancer discussion, more like, I say 2 minutes, I know. This is 2 African minutes. First of all, we have to find out. A prostate is a gland that produces some of the fluid that carries sperm during ejaculation. Now, that is a male part. Now, if you're one of those ladies walking around in baggy jeans telling yourself, I am a guy, you don't have to worry about it because we can bet you don't have that part. Now, the prostate gland surrounds the urethra and the wall because its sole job, well, or maybe it's one of, I'm not a medical expert, one of its job is to produce some of the fluids that carry sperm during, it's for reproduction. It's a male sex organ. Oh, yeah, but I identify, do you have a penis or not? No, I don't. Then please shut up. You know, we are talking about people with hardware here. Man, people must be running around today. What is he talking about? Welcome to Biology 101. I had a very open biology teacher. I have to thank that guy. He's a very open and, well, every time, you know, for the whole of first term, we're all closing our ears when we reach the part of human reproduction because bro just dove in head first. And for those of you that did NSSC or biology, then you know that, biology, high school biology, male reproductive, system is about 4 or 5 pages long. But female reproductive system, because it runs from sexual reproductive system, the health associated with it, and then down to pregnancy, and we are looking at, it covers both pre, during, and antenatal care. So it's an entire chapter. And my biology teacher was a guy, which is why we enjoyed it and women were not having a good time. Well, we were having a good time, which is why we passed this subject. Especially those of us that have, that have dirty minds. Oh, we were having a good time. We could not wait to go to a biology class. And the time when it was a test, then we could not remember any clean word to answer the question, but we could remember any dirty word, which was inappropriate for the question paper. Oh dear. Now, Namibia turns spotlight on prostate cancer. Prostate cancer remains one of the most common and deadliest cancer globally, and Namibia is no exception. Against this backdrop, the country is set to host its first ever prostate cancer conference. Huh? You don't say. There's any examination here, huh? Now, the event... I'm about to market them. So, they didn't pay me to market them, so... if they did, I would. Now, first ever prostate cancer conference. I have to read that, like, in detail so I can find out where this event is taking place so I can go and gather some content. I'm so proud of me. 22 minutes past the hour of 10, so, there are a lot of, there are a lot of different types of cancer. Cancers, plural. So, most of them, let me just say, most if not all of them don't have any cure. The best we can do is prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure, whether it's breast cancer, cervical cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. Most if not all types of cancer, they're just, we don't have a cure for it yet. So until then, prevention is the best we can do. Now that we have that out of the way, now that I have managed to share, to spread awareness, let's come back to making fun of people that are... What's one thing that we saw about HPV caused cancer is that it takes about 10 years for the first sign to show up. So, you could be walking around, chilling in your vrupa, thinking you're healthy. It turns out you're not. Now, here's one thing. We have to break every barrier that Africa has been associated with, something that is, that Africa is known for. AKA, first of all, for us to, you know, for us to mitigate the cervical cancer that comes, you know, that spread through STDs like HPV, that dictates that parents must sit down with their kids and talk to them about sex. Not sex as in gender, but sexual intercourse. Basically sex education. Not the pervert type. Sex education. The advantages and disadvantages that, that pornography does not show. Because there is no STD in there. Don't ask how I know. Because you may not well like the answer to that question. I'm willing to provide it to you, but Karen is not going to like it. Now, here's another thing. So that's one thing. Now, we have a type of disease or condition, whatever you want to call it, that is, that doesn't have any cure. But, awareness is one of the preventative measures. Awareness means sitting and talking about it. And sitting and talking, about a very uncomfortable topic in the African family. This is one heck of a challenge. One of the questions that my wife too asked me was that, would you sit and talk about this subject with your daughter if you had? This is where I think in Africa, the best solution to this is let's come up with marriages that last. Please. So that everything that pertains testicular and prostate cancer, let that be a father-son conversation. And, cervical and breast cancer, let that be a mother-daughter conversation. That's just my recommendation. What you do is up to you. If you are open enough to talk to your daughter about it, go ahead. I know that most of the parents, one of my friend, I don't know what she smoked. She thought it was a brilliant idea to tell her father that she has a boyfriend. She was almost murdered. Instead of sitting her down and telling her that, you know what? I don't want you doing this, and I want you to stop. Bro went straight to, don't you ever say that to me again. I was like, oh, ouch. It's just that she's responsible. Because if she was one of those people that were, out there partying, he would be in serious trouble. So we have a challenge here. In both, whether you're raising, a boy child or a girl child, we must sit with them and have very uncomfortable conversations for their own safety, for their own health benefits. And also, so we don't get to bury them after, spending time watching them, their health deteriorate in the hospital, because that's literally what cancer does to a person. Your health deteriorates in the hospital. Both the doctors and your family members will be looking at you, hoping there's something they could do, but literally there's nothing the doctors or the family members can do. The best they can do is just, wait for the inevitable kicking of the bucket. And, they call us there, we show up, cry, comfort the madame if you are old enough. And then, next thing, 2 weeks after, you're gone, we are Netflix and chilling, life goes on. And that's usually something that I say to people that, that drink and drive. Well, go ahead. I know the road authority and everyone is telling you, don't drink and drive. I say drink and drive, die, so we can inherit. We're tired of talking at this point. Why should we be telling you the same thing over and over again? At this point, I think you should just, if you drink and drive with beer, that's not enough. Drink and drive with Jäger Master. Die, and then we can inherit. Man, that went dark really fast. 28 past the hour of 10. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Now, let's take another break. Then we can come back to Rwanda and DRC. And then black people in general. And then we can come back to China and the CIA. Man, Some of you, look, if we don't cover it today, we're going to shift it to tomorrow.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The time is half past the hour of 10 or half to 11. And I'm here to keep you company as always on Mind the Gap with Helmut. I'm here until the hour of 11. Let's brush through some, a bunch of foreign stuff, and then we can come back to Africa. For a better life, CIA releases videos to lure disgruntled Chinese Communist Party officials to spy on China. I really wish that was conspiracy, but it's not. It's in BBC, The Guardian, CNN, everyone is, everyone is covering it. And it's all over social media. it's all over social media. Yours truly, the Central Intelligence Agency, have put up a video of campaign to make those ones that are tired of the Chinese Communist Party to turn against their government. That's in mainstream media. That's in official media. Which is scary, something to read, something scary to read. But the thing is, that video, after the Chinese saw it, they decided to make their own video. Now, let's start with the CIA one. The one for the CIA, the one that the CIA made, in summary, they made a video showing a very tired of, quote unquote, dictatorship regime taking place in China. This is a Chinese citizen who is tired about the Chinese Communist Party's dictatorial regime, and they're just tired of their government. And the video ends with this gentleman picking up a phone and then, reaching out to the CIA or the Americans so that they can, get a job there to spy on their government. The Chinese went through that video, they were like, all right, well, we may as well just make our own video. So they also made their own, you can find both of them on YouTube, by the way. You don't have to go on the dark web. These are the things that took you to the dark web those days, but now they're just on the surface. So the Chinese decided to make one of their own. Now, the Chinese one, for example, fired a lot of shots towards Israel. Actually, some of them were just, plain shots. But who is running your government? Who is running your government? Oh. Ouch. And then they dive into lobbying, you know, because a lot of lobbying organizations that are operating in the U.S., bribing a lot of American politicians, have these lobbying groups. Most of them have CIA interest at heart, not American interest. At least that's the most common criticism coming out of the, coming out of the political expert sphere. Now, the Chinese video ends with something very provocative. It ends with the only way out of this is to fight for your freedom. Fight well. And then the guy clogs what looks like, more like a, at this point, towards the end of the video, it shows a guy holding a pistol, what looks like some eagle or clog, something. I'm like, Now, this is actually why you shouldn't start the war with China. Because, first of all, the US will have a lot of things to explain here. One, if China, if the US does not like, governments that oppress their own people, they will have a lot of explaining to do. They will have a lot of explaining about their relationship with Saudi Arabia. Women are not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia up until when? Like 2018? To this day, have you seen their parliament? But the relationship between most Middle Eastern countries, or most of those countries of which women are somewhat excluded from the power structure, and that's mostly for religious reasons, and mostly for religious reasons, because they have their constitution fused together with religion. Now, that's their own way of doing things. Now, traveling for a woman in most of those countries is not easy. And most of the things that if the America does not like China because it's a dictatorship, they will have another explanation to do about what? The UK. Let me explain. So if it's taking place, if a man or a woman in the UK is ahead of the government until they turn 95, is a king. Not a dictator, no, a king. It's the same with Spain, Denmark, Norway. Those are kings and queens. They are not dictators. Those are kings and queens. But if it's in Russia and China, that's a dictatorship. A quick question. What I'll do if I was Xi Jinping? I'll just say, how about, I'm not a president anymore, I'm a king. Since I'm a king. Like, politics is so confusing. First of all, most of it is a lie. Politicians will tell you we're here to defend your democracy, we're here for your rights. Nah, they're not. They're there for their salary, S&T, blah, blah, blah. Politicians, sorry, have to be caught in the crossfire. Not these politicians here in Parliament. These ones are just writing speeches with ChatGPT and blah, blah, blah. But we're talking about politicians that run the world, Man, I'm never getting a job in a public company in Namibia, am I? Never, not a chance. Unless those employers understand, the difference between serious conversation and comedy. But moving on. The CIA is on a recruitment drive for foreign spies. And in their sight, are Chinese officials and workers who the U.S. intelligence agency hopes to turn against Beijing via some newly released glossy video. The two videos touch on anxieties among some of the inside Communist Party machine, getting stuck in a lowly job assisting the increasing wealth wealth corrupt official or becoming victim to the endless pages that have targeted millions of party members at all levels since Xi Jinping came to office. First of all, if you think there's a difference between the American and Chinese government, you don't know how politics work. First of all, in China, politicians control billionaires. In the US, basically all the Western countries, billionaires control politicians because they fund their political campaigns. Now, yes, in the West, the same as in pretty much every African country, politicians change, but the power, the finance behind political campaigns doesn't change. It doesn't. It's always the same bunch of guys funding political campaigns of different political candidates. In a way, we are all locked in a dictatorship. Only the Eastern countries like China and Russia, they are locked in a political dictatorship. But Western countries, including Africa, we are locked in a billionaire dictatorship. So, bottom line, dictatorship all the way. I'm so glad I'm saying this after I finished voting. Because people will be like, I'm not going to vote. That guy say what that guy said is true. Don't take my word for it. Just, you know, do your own reading. You're welcome. Now, moving on. Why are you bringing all these things up? Well, that's because, I have something about Rwanda somewhere here. Local training keeps doctors. That side. I have something about Unionist against May Day, and you have Yebo. Solar Yebo, yeah, right here. Yep, found it. Foreign Minister, Rwanda to sign DRC peace deal in US in June. Nairobi. Rwanda's Foreign Minister yesterday said a final peace deal to end a crisis gripping the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo would be signed in mid-June in Washington. This is one thing, again, for the millionth time that I'm saying this, I don't understand about African leaders. African Union, East African Community, SADC cannot get them in the same room. But the Qatari and the Americans can call them, sit their foreign ministers together, and tell them to sign peace deals. So all the brilliant ideas, now, by the way, this is the same for the people on the African continent, aka ordinary people, and it turns out the same with people in power. When your leaders have a headache, the first thing they do is hop on a plane to either Germany, Malaysia, the US, Switzerland, Japan, China, any place but Africa. Those are your leaders, by the way. They're using your taxpayers' money, they're using your taxpayers' money to go and get paracetamol from Malaysia. Those are your leaders. And then you bring up the people themselves. If it's coming from outside, they are willing to spend a behind load of money on foreign products costing an arm and a leg. But if they come across a local product that costs the same price, they want to negotiate. It's just too expensive. After all, it's not coming from America. You see the problem? The mentality is, Africans, whether they are in leadership or people, ordinary people on the ground, we all have the same mentality. We all value and are willing to pay a large amount of money for things that are coming from outside of Africa. But for things that are inside Africa, we are going to negotiate. All of the sudden, we are negotiators. I know. Anyway, M23 fighters, who the UN experts, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is two foreign ministers, foreign ministers of Rwanda and foreign minister of Rwanda and foreign minister of DRC have said, well, the final part of the peace deal of what's going on, of the chaos going on in Eastern DRC will be finalized in June. Where? In Washington. Where is Washington? Where the heck have you been? It's in America. So at this point, we are going to sign peace deals in a country of the guy that's tariffing the heck out of us. Those are your leaders. Brad, congratulations. I mean, you guys are very good at voting. Bottom line is, it's high time we start asking ourselves, leaders to ask themselves questions. First, that's step one. Leaders ask themselves questions, you know, introspection. And the people on the ground ask themselves questions, and then we move to step two, where the leaders will ask the people the questions, and then the people ask the leaders the questions. Right now, what I recommend is we all ask ourselves, think long, deep, and hard. Ask ourselves, why do we do that? The things that we do. Now, while you are busy trying to figure that out, I know why. Let me take you back to one of those, one of my favorite psychological conclusion on this subject. And that is, that's from the book titled Brown Skin, White Minds by Filipino-American Post-Colonial Psychology. He's a Filipino-American psychologist. That's the, like saying, you know, Afro-American, you know, but then, you know, white people will not say, there's one Mexican guy that started making videos on TikTok referring to white people in America as European-American. A lot of them did not like it, but I like the fact that he didn't care. He kept saying that, look, Mexican-Americans are from Mexico. African-Americans are from Africa. And Native Americans, it's in the name. They are native to this land. Now, for you guys, you just want to go with Americans, even though we all know you are from, well, some of you are from Ireland, some are from Denmark, Eastern Europe. So, because, well, that part of the world is known as Europe, how about we just take, well, European-American? Now everyone is happy. Hallelujah. A taste of your own medicine. You have got to love the internet, though. The things that it has made available. Both good and bad. Now, that one is on the consumer. The Filipino-American doctor, Dr. E.J.R. David, explores the psychological impact of colonialism on Filipinos, on Filipinos and Filipino-Americans. And he plays that with Africans and African-Americans. You're welcome. It discusses how historical and contemporary experience have shaped the psychological experiences of African, because we are not African Americans. Let's, we leave the African Americans to cook themselves. I'm just here to cook Africans, you know, and on the side, African Americans. The book discusses how historical and contemporary experiences have shaped the psychological experience of Americans, who are the largest, let's just stop on Americans. Now, the book delves into the concept of colonial mentality, the internalized oppression. Now, I have to explain that because it's my favorite part. Internalized oppression. This is where internalized, the best example to use to explain internalized oppression is that when a person that is, take for example, Mbukushu, if they don't speak the Mbukushu properly, no one laughs at them. But if they don't speak English properly, everyone laughs at them. You see the problem? In other words, you are free to break your language, but as soon as you break a foreign language, all of a sudden you are uneducated. That is internalized colonialism. Internalized colonialism is such a, you know, there's too much verbosity. The simple way of putting that is that, self-colonialism clothes all the clothes that are coming outside, you know, all the clothes that are coming from France and Italy, those are high end. If you look at those brands, everyone is running after them. But clothes made with the same products here, if you made one here in Africa, everyone will look at it like, no, I mean, that's from Africa. I mean, who's gonna wear that? Internalized colonialism. Food. Same thing. Traditional food. I don't eat that, you know. It gives me tummy aches. Now I'm allergic to that. You know, well, omaungu, what's that? Diungu? No, I don't eat that. And by the way, I'm craving for sushi. Come, you know, well, one more time. And, what's this? You have, crepes, you have shrimps, you have, same WhatsApp group. Except, not really same WhatsApp group. Like, really different WhatsApp group. Everything that is coming from the former colonizers is, is held with high regard, whether it's the language or the clothing or the food, etc., or the traditions. I'm yet to understand why we have these things taking place, at least on the African continent. Two black people that are having two different types of wedding, a white wedding and a black wedding. My question is, I'm sorry, for the two of you, the guys that are getting married, any one of you guys white? No, we're all black. He's a Kavango, I'm a Kavango, she's a Vambo. I'm a Kavango, she's a Damara. I'm a Kavango, well, she's Chinese. Why the heck are you? Here's one fascinating thing. Here's one fascinating thing, at least when it comes to, to those, African-Asian relationship, African-Asian weddings that I have seen. There's one Nigerian guy married to a Korean, to a Korean woman. They had, a Nigerian traditional wedding in Nigeria, went to South Korea, and had a South Korean wedding tradition. Excellent. Now, when a black person and a white person are getting married, and they are, they have this Victorian white dress on, excellent. When two black idiots are getting married, and while they have what is called a black wedding and a white wedding, what I don't understand is, what the heck do you mean white wedding? Which one of you is white? None. Then what the heck are you doing with a white wedding? Now, and then I came to realize that Hollywood had a significant role to play in that. Why? It's because each and every single, most girls, when they grow up, they just keep picturing themselves in that white wedding. They don't care where it comes from. I saw it in a movie, therefore it must really be nice. First of all, you are only wearing that thing once. Like, just one. It's not like you can wait shopping and go for shopping. Unless, married people, you guys tell me that you do some kind of role playing in the bedroom, wedding dress, but, don't tell us that for the sake of our sanity. Some of us don't have enough money for therapy. Okay, let's take a break.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferile. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi zefumani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba izetatama. Elsin Ehangano, Oshiherero Omaimuriro, Catholic Simane Kakarunga, Africans Nizeng Nizengata. Mulodi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
You know, my biggest fear about this whole wedding things that I like to cook people is that I'm gonna get married one day, and I'm gonna plan to get married one day, and my wife is like, "Well, I know we are both black, my love, but we are still getting married with a white wedding." First of all, my wife is killing me, that's for sure, because I'm gonna be laughing throughout the entire wedding. Like, okay, my love, quick question. I don't know about you, but I'm complete, like a blackity black. I am blackity black. Are you by any chance white? No, I'm not. Right, right. Unless she's white, then I'm not gonna ask her that question. But if she's black, oh, we're having that conversation in detail. Not in detail, in detail. We're having that conversation until, you know, until, you know, at least she either sucks the sarcasm out of me. That's the wrong word to use. Now, if you understood that part, heaven, view once. If you didn't, you poor thing, very innocent. Die, heaven, straightforward, no checkpoint for you. So let's run through the things that we have covered so far. First ever prostate cancer event is scheduled to take place. They didn't pay me to give you all the details, so you just figure the rest out. Eagle FM, kuyemore.
Oh, kuyemore, Manuel.
Who
You are still being conservative. I thought you have moved away from that spirit. How are you?
All good, how are you?
Okay, it's fine.
Please pass the bait.
Wanted to participate, but now with this time around,
you have 4 minutes.
I don't know. 4 minutes?
Or five.
Oh, five, and then I can, which one will really for Mandum and others now?
No, those ones will come in tomorrow.
You are saying self, okay. So, anyway, I think that indoctrination.
Uh-huh.
That was put in us by the colonizers.
Uh-huh.
And I think it takes time
uh-huh.
to undo it.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is that those kind of, we always put ourselves down. We never appreciate our culture, all uh-huh. our things. Despite the fact that some of these things were so good and everything, but then they were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, we still appreciate more from outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what can be done. And there are so many things, actually.
Yeah.
We should appreciate many other things that have come with independence.
So for example? For example?
Human rights. I don't know whether it was yesterday, maybe yesterday was recorded in a program.
Yeah.
We were talking about people who were sliced into pieces. And even after independence, some of this, rights, well, you know, of course, during colonialism, they were not respected. But then even after we got our independence, in some other country where we call civilized world, they are still killing people. They are still... they are still mistreating people.
Yeah.
Human rights and all these other things were not observed in there. So now here again...
just point of correction, Tarbana. For them, it wasn't killing. No, it was civilizing.
Oh, it was civilized.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So now I understand when you now come in with your precepts and other things, and then I say, aha. So that means we are being good, actually.
Yeah.
So there are the rest. This, I think, starts appreciating and loving our own thing.
Yeah.
Like you said, when you speak a broken English, people start laughing. You are not educated. You are not what? But what about our indigenous knowledge?
Well,
we were not educated in those through formal formal teaching in learning.
Well, unless you first need you must get a PhD, then you are educated.
But I've heard the people who are, because most of the politicians have discovered that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They are the people who much invest into law issues.
Yeah.
So of course they come up with their those instruments. But then I discovered that most of the politicians who are highly, I'm not talking about the berry ones. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
People are just there for their berry. But are the really ones?
So they're different categories.
Those ones, they are really update with when it comes to most of these issues, laws and policies and things like that. But then there are those who are just hijacking issues. Then, but let's conclude that tomorrow.
All
maybe
right.
There could be somebody who can come in. Otherwise, they become more selfish and more conservative, not even thinking about others. But let's see how one can add a point or so, or two.
Absolutely.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and well, on this self-hate that Dr. E.J.R. David points out, it's very, the most painful part that, the most painful aspect that it manifests itself is that of take beauty standards, for example. Beauty standards, what are the common beauty standards that you find all across the world? And this is where the man writes the book now. Now, even though the book is written with the Filipino community in mind, both in the Philippines and in the US, the man emphasizes beauty standards. The beauty standards, when it comes to skin tone, what skin tone is associated with being beautiful? Light skin. When it comes to, when it comes to the shape of your nose, if it has the European pointy feature, then well, that's a beautiful nose. If it's a wide one like yours truly here, that's a terrible nose. That's a terrible nose. But, here's the problem. If you look at the two noses, plural, the European long elongated one and the African one that looks like a Vrupa exhaust pipe, there are reasons behind that, and it has to do with the environment that you find yourself in. You're welcome. So light skin and also long hair that have to be moved and being hooked on the ear all the time, all those are Western beauty standards that have basically spread across the world. And they are the beauty standards that are revered. And this is not just in Africa. You see the same thing with India. Every time that you watch Bollywood movies, Z-World and everything, you will think there are no dark-skin-toned Indians in India. There are a lot. But you don't see a lot of them in those movies. Why? Well, because, again, beauty standards, colonial mentality, brown skin, white mind. Although this is a type of colonialism that we are largely ourselves, we are largely to blame, because how do I put this? Internalized colonialism. It's self-colonialism. So, 3 minutes past the hour of 11. This brings us to the end of Mind the Gap with Helmed here on Eagle FM and Sizimo Salicho with my beautiful wife here dancing. Here is where I park the bus and wish you all a good day until tomorrow. And shout out to that guy that started a business called Wanyela. And shout out. You see, she's laughing. She's laughing. It's a refrigeration registered company with Bipa. I don't know how Bipa missed that name. Maybe they are no Zambezians or Tswanas, but that's a very nice name. But anyway, one political guy registered a political party with a name that sounds like an apology, Asoli. So I feel like I'm going to have a good time this year because the content is just writing itself. Until tomorrow. Same time, same place. Wait till I register mine. Oh no, I don't want to be fired.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepare, Paratus. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Olio mnangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apidi kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema epa ato lokasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferire. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwvone maikuto amancha a imba epa. Mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamu vone, imba encha, miencha farizwe, ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha, mikuhasa nyari nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefumani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaimuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizeng Nizengata. Mololi zaze kachenu, haivam tavera kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fam koloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive, nukufumana imba kachenu, mukona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.